You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Trade demands, again, certainly that's nothing new in this league, and I won't name names, but some of the greatest players in the history of the league have demanded trades at various points in their contract. Having said that, no one likes to see an instance where a player is demanding that he be traded when he's still in the middle of a contractual obligation to a team. End quote there from Adam Silver. I agree with him there. I don't really think Adam Silver said anything wrong in this or anything that I disagreed with too much. The NBA has to worry about themselves. They have to worry about the teams. They also have to worry about the relationship with the Players Association. That's also important. And that Players Association that has more power than any players union in American professional sports. Also, Silver, again, here's another quote of his. Quote, I think that when they made a public spectacle of it, when he's talking about Anthony Davis and his agent, Rich Paul, I hear you in terms of the enormous media interest that it comes from. That's not the kind of media interest we're looking for. End quote there. Yeah, I would agree with that. One of the things we asked you on our daily live Facebook chats at the WWR Radio Facebook page, should the Pelicans let Anthony Davis play? Anthony Davis also spoke to the media over All-Star Weekend and said he fully plans to play the rest of the season. I think that's laughable with how he walked out of the Smoothie King Center with a shoulder bruise mid-game, leaving his team's hangings, throwing a tantrum, petulant child stuff there. Yeah, I didn't like it. And some of the comments from you, the listeners, from George Seymour on this video that we did. Quote, in a perfect world, they would tell him to go home for until summer of 2020 and sign with whomever. I'd let him sit for the next 18 months. Pelicans aren't going to let him do that. Michael Aber says, absolutely not. But knowing Alvin Gentry, he probably will play him. Well, Michael, what I'll tell you is I feel a lot of empathy for Alvin Gentry here. Alvin Gentry's almost assuredly not going to survive to next season when the Pelicans bring in a new GM and possibly another new basketball president in operations. They're going to get to hire their own coach. But here, he's really being hung out to dry, proverbially. Just is. And he didn't even know that Davis left that building before the game was over. He was blindsided with that in the post-game media press conference. Keep those comments coming on that Facebook post. We'll try to get some more of those as the hour goes along. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, chat with Sean Devity of the Sporting News here on The Last Lap. Now, welcome back to the show. Thanks to Sean Devity for joining us again to the Sporting News. One of the things I've changed on the show over the last year or so is I don't replay a lot of the interviews that happen in sports talk. Just because I know you like new, fresh sports talk. Stuff you only hear at night. Once in a while, though, big time interview on the show that precedes me that you just need to hear. And after LSU baseball's 3 consecutive wins during their opening weekend, they're 3-0 now in the season, I thought you'd like to hear from Paul Menary and Coach Menary. He was on Sports Talk earlier today with Christian Garrick and Bobby Hebert. So here you go. Here's that interview. That was earlier today on Sports Talk. Paul Menary and LSU 3-0 after their first three games. They're also top in the SEC with opening day attendance over there at the box, 12,404. Ole Miss second at 8,800 and Mississippi State 8,500, third place. So, like we knew, they pack it up over there at the box. Special season in progress now for LSU baseball. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Sports Libs time. And later on, as we end the show, a little NASCAR. We had a Daytona 500 winner. We'll hear the final call and maybe an interview with Kenny Hamlin. Comes your way next here on The Last Lap. Yeah, we'll hear from Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin, Tim Zimmertel, and me. He did have him in his top five in his preview over the weekend at WWL.com. Tim also took somebody 201 to win the race. Pretty good. I think that driver led for 50 laps or something, and Tim was sweating a couple grand there that he would have won for that. All right, time for Sports Libs. Let's bring on in Logan behind the glass tonight. Logan, what you got for me, Sports Libs, tonight?
Well, we've got some general LSU, a little bit of Pelicans and stuff like that.
All right. All right, a little basketball, a little baseball. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. First up here, we have, given LSU baseball's start this weekend, I predict LSU season is going to be blank.
It's going to be intimidating as they will put another year up there on the Intimidator. I think this is their year. Why? I don't understand why everybody's over. The anti-LSU crowd out there, let me put it this way, is finding every reason to say that this team isn't one of the favorites in college baseball. I read a lot of stuff over the weekend saying, yeah, you know, it's Vandy, it's Oregon State, it's Florida. Not LSU. Oh, it was too close. They had to come back twice over the weekend. Not a good start for LSU baseball. I mean, they're averaging over 10 runs a game. Intimidating. It's going to be their season.
All right. Next one up here. With the whole Anthony Davis fiasco still going on, I think the Pelicans need to blank in order to play better and move past this.
They need to channel their inner WWE villain and take the microphone, yank it out of Anthony Davis's hands, and start running this show like they own it. So, Logan, you tell me. Is it The Rock? Is it Cena? Who's the villain that they need to emulate here?
Oh, that's definitely old school Rock.
Rock,
that's,
right?
Yep, that's yeah. Hollywood Rock right there.
Grab it out of the hands of Anthony Davis, snatch it away. So channel your Rock and start acting like you run this joint.
In the words of The Rock at that time, it doesn't matter what you think.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Are you going to go see the movie?
Probably. I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah, same. It's got Lena Headey, Game of Thrones fame. It has, who's the dad in that movie?
Oh,
the bigger guy that always plays with Sean Penn. Not Sean Penn. Guy who plays Scotty. They were in the, it's the famous British comedic duo that are all with each other. Why am I blanking on his name? And why am I blanking on both of their names? My pop culture cred going down the toilet here. Anyways, next up.
All right, next up here. LSU basketball is on a roll.
Shaun of the Dead. Now, I'm going to stop you there. The Shaun of the Dead was the movie that I was thinking of. It's those two guys. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
LSU basketball is on a roll. They're going to blank the rest of the season.
They're going to dance the rest of the season. They're going to dance their way to an SEC title. They're going to dance in March Madness as they head to the dance. They're going to be dancing. They're going to be dancing in the PMAC this weekend. They're going to be dancing in the locker room as they celebrate. They'll be dancing in March, the NCAA tournament. They'll be dancing. They'll be dancing, Logan.
All right. Next one up here is a question. Now that the Nola no-call has calmed down in most people's minds, what do you think will be the next major outrage in the sports scene?
Yeah, so there's always got to be something, right, that's outrageous. I think we might be coming full circle back to Colin Kaepernick because he settled his grievance with the NFL, reportedly wanted $20 million to play in the AAF. They weren't going to play him that. And there are reportedly some teams perhaps interested in signing him during this free agency period. When that talk begins, watch out. Everybody on all sides of this issue going to come out of the woodwork and try to divide us again. And I am going to can't wait to not really talk about all that on the show because everybody's going to be talking about that everywhere. I think that's going to be it. I think I'm starting to see a little bit of that this week.
All right. And the last one here is very simple. LSU baseball are going to blank their next game.
They're going to, you know what? Isn't this a typical midweek loss for LSU?
It feels like it.
I'm going to say they're losing their next game.
Feels like it's
no, I don't know. I'm trying to be way too hipster on this. This team is way too good for you ever, even on a one-game stretch here, unless they're playing some of the best teams in the country, to ever think that they're going to lose a game. So, I don't. They're going to win. They're going to impress more than they did perhaps this weekend, even though I thought that they were pretty impressive. How would you answer that question, Logan?
I was going to say LSU baseball are going to style. Oh, their next game.
Style.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, that blowout against the Air Force, you know.
Yeah, all right, style. I like it. You can play along, too, 870-870 if you want to play some sports libs, Mad Lib style. When we come back, wrapping up the show, Moment of Zen with Denny Hamlin, your Daytona 500 champ. You're on the last lap. I opened the show today talking to Anthony Davis, and one of the things that I said was that he stepped in it at All-Star Weekend. He went on this media tour, multiple stops, multiple interviews, where he was talking about the teams that he would like to play for. And I will say it again to end the show, that when you have a player under contract talking about the teams outside of New Orleans that he eventually wants to go play for, that is across the line. That is a suspendable offense by the NBA. And once again, the Pelicans should not allow Davis back on the court. They just should not. I hope it happens. We'll see later this week when we cover that. That's going to do it for our show tonight, everybody. If you missed any of the show, including Sean Devaney, Jake Madison, Brian Lazar, Tiger Bait, Lynn Rollins of the SEC Network. You heard Paul Maneri, too. My Anthony Davis commentary. You can catch it on the podcast, Apple Podcast, iTunes, radio.com app, and WWL.com. Thanks to Logan Falgu at Master Control. All of our guests tonight, Program Director Diane Newman, Assistant Program Director Todd Manessis, Helen Santani for helping out, Tim Zimmer too, and you for listening. I'm Seth Dunlap on Twitter, at Seth Dunlap. Give me a follow there. We'll continue the conversation. Be sure you give WWL Radio a follow on Twitter, at WWLAMFM. Handing it off now to Beyond Reality Radio. We are back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And as always, I leave you with our moment is in. Your Daytona 500 champ, Denny Hamlin. Here's his post-game interview. Post-race.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.